El Coquí Espectacular!
A world premiere superhero play, El Coquí Espectacular and the Bottle of Doom runs through February 4th at Two River Theater in Red Bank. And one of the stars of the show joins us on the WBGO Journal. Gabriel Hernandez plays the villain El Chupacabra, as well as Junior. I sat down with a Hoboken resident to talk about this exciting new play set in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
The story is about a young Puerto Rican comic book artist, struggling kid. He's a couple years out of college, and he's living back at home with his mom. And he's feeling a little bit disillusioned. He's in between jobs. He just quit his job because he was pitching comic book ideas that the guys didn't go for because they were too spicky, quote unquote. And so he's feeling disempowered, and he creates this Puerto Rican, this New Yorican comic book hero named El Coquí Espectacular. Just at home, at his drafting desk, he draws up this guy. And then, because he's that much of a nerd and a freak, he starts dressing up as him. Not even with the intent of fighting crime or being a vigilante, but just to get more in the character and just for inspiration's sake. Of course, this is New York City. It goes viral. He starts getting attention for it, gets in a couple of fights that he wasn't looking for. It all proceeds from there. His family gets involved. His brother, meanwhile, is working for a soda company, and he's trying to balance his own identity as a Puerto Rican guy with these kind of questionable advertising strategies that he's being asked to sign off on as the sort of token Hispanic copywriter in the room. So the central relationship in the show is these two young men and how they sort of navigate their senses of Puerto Rican identity, feeling less than, feeling not quite enough in that regard.
And the company is where we get the other part of the show in the Bottle of Doom, right?
Exactly right, yeah, yeah. The sort of Voltage is the name of the soda brand. And you know, without giving too much away, yeah, that is where the Bottle of Doom comes from.
So take us into your character, because The main characters, including you, are really based on Puerto Rican legends. For those who aren't, you know, familiar, El Coquí is a tree frog that is very, you know, that everybody who goes to Puerto Rico, you can't not, you know, experience
no,
that.
That's...
But tell us about your character a little bit more.
So the Chupacabra, I, as a Puerto Rican kid growing up, the Chupacabra for me was a half boogeyman, half joke. And the older I got, the more of a joke it was. But when you're a little bit younger, you know, you definitely... There's a spooky element to it, and it's a mythical beast that is responsible for dead or disappeared livestock in the Caribbean. I don't think just in Puerto Rico. I have Mexican and Dominican friends who, you know, the Chupacabra was also a figure in their households. I never pictured what it looked like. Our costume designer, she came up with this sort of like gruesome lizard beast, which is awesome. I didn't know if it was a mammal or what. I guess it's whatever you make of it. But in this show in particular, the Chupacabra exists mostly within Alex's own head as a sort of haunting creature that gives voice to all of his deepest insecurities, all of his fears, all of his self-loathing. And the other part that I play, Junior, is Alex's childhood bully. And there's a reason why those two parts are designed to be played by the same actor, because he has sort of given Junior's voice to this phantom who's there at every turn reminding him that he's not enough or that he's unworthy or that he's falling short somehow.
And thank goodness for that too, because we want to see Gabriel Hernandez's face, so we don't just want to see you, you know, in that costume.
Yeah, it's funny, I didn't realize at first that it was going to be mask work. I'm talking about the very beginning, you know, when I first auditioned for the role. And there was maybe like a split second of disappointment when I did realize that most of the time I would be obscured. I don't know why, maybe just from like a narcissist perspective or something. but then once I got used to it, it's thrilling. This is my first time doing mask work, and there's something really cool about it. It's almost safer in some ways. Being on stage is super vulnerable, and the mask is kind of insulating, and I can really just focus on what I'm doing with my voice and my body, and it's kind of this cloak, you know, the fact that the audience can't see me, there's something cool about it. I've enjoyed it.
you become a superhero at home? I mean, even though you're like the villain here, but you're one of those creatures in a comic book now. Does that stay with you at all now?
I mean, a little bit. It's definitely been a thrilling ride. You know, there's some moments. I mean, this is true just anytime you're lucky enough to get paid to do something you would do for free. Shh, don't tell anyone. There's a euphoric feeling, but especially with this piece. I mean, I'm 32 years old. 20 years ago, I was doing the same stuff in my backyard with my little brother, and now I'm doing it for a living. You know, just pretending to be some creature and using my imagination and figuring out how this beast would move or sound. You know, how to give life to, you know, to give voice to something made up. You know, that's I've been doing that for a long time. You know, it is pretty thrilling to be able to do it. You know, with this beautiful play.
We're at Two River Theater, where the play El Coqui Espectacular and the Bottle of Doom, written by Matt Barbeau and directed by Jose Zayas, is being performed, and one of the stars of the show, Gabriel Hernandez, is joining us. Are you excited that this play is set in New York?
Yeah, I am. It's cool. I mean, I'm from Jersey, I'm from Hoboken, so almost New York. I went to high school in Manhattan, though, and I lived in Brooklyn for a couple of years. I lived in Bushwick, so I'm a bridge and tunnel kid. I'm a Jersey boy, but New York City was always felt like home too. And it's really cool and hilarious to imagine this story playing out in like modern Sunset Park with this dude like running around in his pajamas, going from roof to roof, and people taking to Twitter to express their amazement or confusion or horror or whatever else, and the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which I grew up going to, serving as sort of like the fulcrum of the piece, and you know where the climax of the story takes place, you know, and yeah, the Puerto Rican Day Parade is amazing, and also like it's a mess every year, so it was a worthy setting for sure to have this this sort of battle royale and this figure looming over the piece,
you know, not just an education at Yale University, but a life partner. You
Indeed.
Met your wife, Rachel,
yes.
At Yale University. Take us into how that all developed.
It was cool. So she was a freshman when I was a junior. And we started out just as friends. I was actually, I had a girlfriend when I first met Rachel. And then when my girlfriend and I broke up, because I cheated on her in Paris, as you know, as all as all stupid, you know, college boys do, I guess. I sought out my new friend Rachel's singing voice. She has a beautiful voice. She was a singer, still a singer. I sought out her voice in a rap love song that I was going to make to get my ex girlfriend back. I wrote this rap song. I had Rachel sing the chorus, and you know, I sent it to my ex. Didn't work, but in that process, Rachel and I got closer, and our friendship solidified. We continued to be friends for another many months after that before we started moving more in the direction of being romantically involved. So it was cool. It was cool to have that as a foundation, to have someone who really, really knew me as a collaborator, as a homie. And then, you know, that wound up serving as a really beautiful foundation for us. And, you know, we share a ton of friends and a ton of interests, and you know we've collaborated in many different capacities. We make music together.
You're a '90s hip hop guy.
I am indeed. Yeah. So when we get in the booth, you know that's the aesthetic that we try to emulate. You know, those are our biggest musical inspirations.
So let me put you on the spot. Give us a little bit of '90s hip hop style, explaining your character.
Explaining my character. Let me see. My words are fervidly furthering my prowess to dominance. Absurdly perfectly constructed rhymes are not quite commonplace. I'm like Jesus, minus the spiritual, and that I'm sticking to hypocrites with my lyrical miracles.
That was right on the spot there. That was pretty darn good, Gabriel. As people leave Two River Theater after El Coqui Espectacular and the Bottle of Doom, what do you want them to be talking about in the car driving home?
That's a great question. I hope they're talking about. I hope they can't decide whether to talk about the amazing visuals and how big and fun it was, and or how intense and sweet and heartbreaking it was. And I hope they just keep interrupting each other and themselves to remark on the awesome sound effects and the incredible set and the incredible scenic design, or the really cool costumes and these really beautiful fleshed out relationships, you know, between these characters, because the show really does have it all, and it's fast, you know, so we throw a lot at you, and it's a quick, no intermission, 90-minute show, and I hope people are just staggering out, you know, just feeling like, wow, that was crazy. I don't even know where to begin in terms of recapping or processing, because it was overwhelming in a good way.
I certainly look forward to seeing the show, and I'm sure many people do now too. After meeting one of the stars of the show, Gabriel Hernandez, thanks so much for joining us on the WBGO Journal. Continued success to you.
Hey, thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You can hear the entire interview with Gabriel Hernandez and much more about El Coquille Espectacular and the Bottle of Doom at WBGO.org/journal.